Thursday, September 12, 2024, 10:56 a.m. Okay, I'm out here in the studio/garage all by myself. Angel, also known as Chaos, is out in the backyard with the wife. So today, I put the big panel, Man Controller of the Universe, back up on the wall, out of the way. I did that early this morning, and I took my new panel out. Oh, I don't know how big it is. It's not as big. Let's see. It is... I should write it down, too, I guess, huh? The panel itself. So, I'm going to pencil with a point on it. Okay. Wide. It is 62 and a half wide, which is 5 feet, 2 inches and a half. 62 and a half. Five. Well, I don't know. It depends. By 4 feet, 48 inches. So, I set it up as a landscape orientation. That's generally the format I like to work in. So, it's a plywood panel. I went ahead and threw some glue on it, then I sanded it down, and then I threw some white oil-based primer on it, and then I sanded that down to the glue with some white showing through, and I decided to use this for my... I've been thinking about it quite a while, too. For my next series in California cities with religious names. And this is going to be... I found this on the web for in California cities with religious names. Check it out. The phone is listening to me. Why did it listen to me? Let's see what it says here. Oh, yeah, it went away. Let's see. So it's going to be Santa Rosa underscore California. That's the title. I have Santa Cruz underscore California, Sacramento underscore California, San Juan Batista underscore California, San Francisco underscore California. I also have Los Angeles underscore California, but I'm really not done with that, and I put it away because... I think it's got to have some really major revisions. Although I like the idea of what I did with it, it still needs to be worked on, which I had to put it away. And I just haven't touched, even looked at it for quite a while. One that I worked last work on that. Back around 2008 or so, I think. Wow. Over 10 years. Anyway, so yeah, this is going to be Santa Rosa underscore California. And Santa Rosa is actually St. Rose of Lima. She was a lay person that was that wanted to be a nun. Her parents did not want her to be a nun. So she ended up being in the Third Order of Dominicans, which is a lay organization. That is that she doesn't live with a nunnery or anything like that, or any kind of convent. She lived at home, and she became a saint. Okay? That's, if you want, you can go online and find out all about her. My main concern is looking at this blank panel is the composition. Earlier today, I was looking at it, and I was thinking of different Maybe a portrait thing would be better. I don't know. No, I think landscape. I was thinking of different ideas for the composition, and I'm gonna try one, and we'll see how it works out. Yeah, okay. The thing is, you are looking at the sanding away of the primer, and I can actually see an image in there that will actually probably work, and that's an interesting idea. Maybe I will use that. So that's just start somewhere and go from there. I also looked at the fact that I went through before I glued it up. I also fixed any defects I could find. I glued it up, sanded it down, primered it, and then I sanded that down to the glue again. And now I carefully this earlier today I looked at it and I found some defects in the plywood itself, of course, that I'm willing to deal with. They're not that big. I've dealt with bigger before. The big ones, I really when I first before I sanded it down, I filled in with wood putty and fixed it that way. So anyway, one thing I always do is put the date down, or at least the year. Yeah, at least a year. But this time I'm going to start putting the date down. What did I say it was? The 12th? September 12th. I write that on the back at the top, right, top, looking at the back, top left-hand corner. So September, abbreviated, 12. 2024. That's when I started this painting. Even though I haven't really put any paint on it, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about it. And I'm thinking about other stuff too. My big painting, The Whiteness of the Whale, which I really, which I know I'm going to have to redo because it's really not working for me. I look at it and it's like, eh, it really sucks. So, and I've got it on my website too, so which is bad. And but I should at least tell people that look at it. Yeah, this painting sucks. I'm gonna redo it. So yeah. So let's see. The third order of the Dominicans. They can wear habits, or they did wear habits back then. They may or may not now, I don't know. But and so it's black and white habit, like regular penguin type nun. And so I'm going to use a lot of black and white, I think. And of course chromatic black. And the thing is I want to redo The Whiteness of the Whale with the same idea. So this will be kind of like a little learning experience for that painting again, and we'll see how it works out. So just looking at the panel, I'm thinking, okay. Don't know. Anyway. So let me put this on pause, and I'll go do something on this and think about it some more or whatever. I'll either wrap it up later or stop and talk about it some more. I don't know. We'll see. Okay, so talk to you in a bit. 12 noon. Okay, so I mixed up. Medium and some paint, and I try to mix up a nice black, and getting ready to draw. And when I first started painting, I do my drawing in like ultramarine or phthalo blue, and it seemed to work for me, but it always left my paintings looking like a after for me, a formula that I didn't really want to embrace. I like the idea of mixing stuff up and see where it takes me. Okay. So again, this is probably going to be a lot of black and white. That's my general idea. It could morph into color. Who knows? But definitely, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be anywhere near what this last painting I was working on, Man Control the Universe. It's not going to be that colorful. It's going to be more on the black and white side with some color, I would say, or more on the white side with some color. I don't know. We'll find out how it works out. But I'm getting ready to put the first paint on the panel, so that's why I thought I'd stop and give you a lowdown of what I'm doing here. Talk to you in a bit. Okay, 2:41 p.m. Let me take my chair over here, over by my angel, also known as Chaos, laying on her pillow. Oh, okay. Okay, so that was what did I say? 62 and a half by 48. So I want to cover it all, get something down. Not necessarily the final image. Santa Rosa underscore California, which is really Saint Rose of Lima. So she's always depicted as a nun. She's a third order Dominican. It's not a full-fledged nun. It's kind of like a lay person. Like, I think I explained that. Lay person that can wear the habit and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, so I got an image down. The drawing's going to change. I just needed to get something down, get some kind of paint on there, some kind of color on there, some kind of, thing on there, some kind of composition. So I'll let it dry, sand it smooth, and draw on it some more. But not anytime soon. I got to think about this here. So that's pretty much the process. Just make a stab at it. Try to cover everything. Make sure there's no surface unpainted or too thin. There are thin parts, but not too thin. Anyway, so yeah, I got a lot of paint down. Made a little bit of mess. Got paint all over my shorts. These are old shorts. And look at that. There's even wearing holes on there. So I guess. Ooh, still wet. Got holes on my shorts too, so I didn't realize they were that. Oh yeah, there's paint over here too from some other time. Anyway, so yeah, I say two something. Oh, it's late. I wasn't planning on doing this today, truthfully. Yesterday I made plans to go get a haircut and make a regular dinner. So today it's gonna be a kind of a not a regular dinner. So how's that? So I put a face in there, put kind of a body in there. No details on the face, just the form of the face. And actually, that's the only part of skin that's going to show on Saint Rosa Lima because she's all covered up with a habit. So I got a feel for the surface. Painting on it's going to help paint on it some more because just easier to paint on paint. Remember, I sanded off most of the primer. I don't know why I don't really know why I did it, but I decided to do that. But anyway, so that's kind of the process of starting a new painting. I'll let it dry, hang it up. I got my other painting I want to work on too. I have another one I started. I don't know if I mentioned it, but it's a painting about a friend of mine and Margaret's actually Margaret's friend. one of the chicken ladies, one of the original chicken lady, the one that everybody knows as the chicken lady in Fair Oaks. And she no longer is the chicken lady here. She moved to Oregon. So I wanted to do a painting of her and her friend Chickenee. But I also, like I said, I got my other Jacinto's American Dream. Jacinto's 1958 American Dream. And not me, my father's. So let me wrap this up and, oh boy, get going here. I got stuff to do. So have a good one. Okay, this is the next day, and I just wanted to comment. I'm sitting here looking at my beginning of my painting, Santa Rosa underscore California. And during the process of painting this part, I was thinking about little things, little ideas, and I was kind of like putting them in and thinking, let's just keep this simple. So I kind of like painted over them, erased them basically. And I've just made one simple composition, just the nun standing there, or yeah, basically standing or sitting in the middle, relatively in the middle. Her head's not really centered, but pretty much close to the middle anyway. So I'm just going to leave it like that and think about things, maybe add stuff a little bit at a time. I don't know, we'll see how things develop. But I just wanted to make a note here on this.